San Francisco has already banned the use of gas in all new buildings. Now, Supervisor Gordon Marr says there needs to be a way to do it for the old buildings that still exist. He says the city is in a state of emergency that is only going to get worse. And while the cost of electrification may be high, the cost of doing nothing will be higher. Marr says electrification has benefits.
And there are tremendous benefits from building electrification for our climate, yes, and also for safer and more resilient homes and buildings, for creating good paying union jobs, and yes, for saving money for consumers and taxpayers when compared to the cost of doing nothing.
San Francisco budget and legislative analysis looked at gas emissions and determined that 38% of greenhouse gas emissions in the city is caused by burning fossil fuel and natural gas. It estimates that the cost to electrify all buildings would be $5.8 billion. Fred Russo from the Budget and Legislative Analysis Office says that San Francisco residences are the second leading cause of greenhouse gas, along with transportation. But there may be some obstacles to retrofitting house costs.
And, you know, there are all kinds of variations based on the cost of the appliances that are purchased, and there's a wide range for appliances, and the actual labor to move old water heaters out, old furnaces out, and replace them with new ones. Sometimes they're very accessible. Sometimes in older dwellings, they can be difficult to get to and more costly. So we know there's a big range. Another factor, of course, affecting the cost is how well insulated the buildings are.
Russo says replacing natural gas appliances in a single unit household would be about $12,000, and for a multi-household unit, it would be $6,500 more. San Francisco has a goal of zero emissions by the year 2050. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.